play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders, EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
This is the Champaign Central.
6'5 senior number 21, Isaiah Jackson.
Starting lineup.
6'3 junior number 23, Nate Allen. And a 6'2 junior number 24, Isaiah Roosevelt. Maroons coached by Mr. Jeff Finke, assisted by Mark Scott, LaConte Nix, PJ Keaton, Andy Place, and Evan Scott. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6'1 sophomore, number 5, Dre Egyptiaco. A 6'1 sophomore, number 15, Alex Egyptiaco. A 6'4 senior, number 20, Riley Milan. A 6' junior, number 23, Eric Price. And a 6'6 senior, number 34, Jalen McCants. Silver Streaks, coached by Mr. Ryan Hart, assisted by Chad Thompson and Steve Hawkins.
Nice to have Bill Allison on the PA. I know he gets to do the girls' games, and we've got him on with Tom
He's
and Eric all the time.
What an all-pro and a fine coach.
We don't get to have Bill around on the boys' games, I don't know, ever. And again, our best wishes to Jeff Lamb. We know he's anxious to get back to his duties, and we wish him continued recovery in his health. All right, Champaign Central coming in 2-1. They've played 2 1-point games and a 6-point game in this tournament. The only loss, as you heard Coach Jeff Finke mention in the pregame, was up at Moline in the opener Tuesday, 47-46. On the right side, this is Judd Wagner, a 6'4 junior. Up top, it goes to Isaiah Jackson, just off the right side of the top of the arc. He's got Jalen McCants defensively to start the game. On the right side, Nate Allen in the corner pulls it back up top. Swing it around to the left side to Jackson. The only guy who hasn't touched the ball so far is their leading scorer in this tournament. That's Price Punke up top. On the right side, Jackson fires a three. It's off the back iron, and the rebound by Alex Egyptiaco. Streaks into the front court. Same starting five they've had in the previous three victories of a 3-0 start. On the left side, Egyptiaco on the wing. Alex gives it up top to Riley Milan. Mightn't have got away with dragging his pivot foot. Did not get called for the travel, but
there
Eric
it is.
Price
that was
does.
A little skate move for a travel there.
Didn't get the ball down on the floor with that little head fake to try to get his man to bite one direction. So Bryce Punke, as we mentioned, scored 36 in the overtime victory against Sacred Heart Griffin yesterday, then came back today and scored 27 in their victory over Madison, 65-59. And he's the number 10 you heard Coach Ryan Hart talk about in the pregame, the guy they got to figure out a way to stop. We're scoreless a minute into the ballgame. Fires up a three here, comes up short. Rebound, Jalen McCants. He's had a pretty darn good tournament himself. Has it now. Hesitation move inside the free throw line. Draws a double team, then ducks up and under, comes up short. Battle for the rebound, won by Jackson for Champaign Central.
Had nowhere to go there. Tried to make something out of nothing there and couldn't quite do it.
On the right side in the corner, Judd Wagner. Up top it goes to Punke. Dre gives him a little bit of room. Punke can shoot it from out there. He elected not to. Here's Wagner with it. Now to the right side it goes to Nate Allen. Firing through the lane, setting a block. Isaiah Roosevelt drives, leaves it off along the baseline to Jackson. Jackson pulls it back out to the wing. Again guarded by McCants. Streaks in that man-to-man defense.
We're very active. We look very good defensively right now.
We're 2 minutes into the game. Scoreless so far. Final game of this Galesburg Thanksgiving tournament. Moline is 4-0. Silver Streaks trying to go 4-0. Skip pass to the right side, deflected out of bounds. Last touch by the Streaks. Price got a hand on it. This pass was through the lane. We didn't get a chance to get your three keys to the game. What are you looking for here tonight, Steve?
You know, get out and run out of transition. That's something that we do very, very well. We've got to be able to guard the dribble drive and, again, be very good defensively, and also see if we can continue to try to get that secondary support group to help us with the scoring.
On the left side, this is Isaiah Roosevelt. Tries a bounce pass to the left side. It goes off the Champaign Central player's legs, much to the delight of the GHS student section right behind that play. And that's the first Maroons turnover. Silver Streaks have it back. Still scoreless. 2.5 minutes in.
And guarded that possession beautifully.
Price will walk it across midcourt for the Silver Streaks. He'll be picked up by Allen at midcourt. Up top, McCants trying to drive to the right side, but he slipped, stumbled, lost the handle on the ball. Jackson picks it up, leads the break to the other end. Leaves it off to Punke, guarded by Riley Milan. Ball knocked away from Jackson and off of Jackson out of bounds. Both teams with two turnovers here in the early going.
Good, good hands there by McCants to get his hand in there. Knocked the ball away, and he knocked it off of Champaign Central. We get the ball in the turnover.
Now Drea Gypsyaku will bring it across midcourt. Now Price with it at the volleyball line. Left side over to McCants, just inside the sideline. Dribbles to the top of the arc, leaves it off to Milan. He's got an open look. Three-pointer goes in and out, though. Punke with a rebound. That's the Streaks' second shot of the game. That one nearly went down. We're still scoreless over 3 minutes into the game. And a hand check foul on Eric out at half court. Isaiah Roosevelt was moving right, moving left, trying to shake Eric, and he just reached the hands out, got him on the backside.
Riley, good look there, and he went up with confidence, just in and out there. I like that.
4:51 to go, first quarter, scoreless between these two teams. Champaign Central went to the sectional last year, lost to Springfield Southeast, which was 29-2 at the time, and went on to win the sectional, one of the elite teams in the state last year.
And the program is very good, and Jeff Finke is an outstanding coach.
They're playing without Khalil Terry, who was an honorable mention Class 3A All-Stater last year as a sophomore. And everything you read about him talks about his high-flying, impressive dunks. Now here's the Streaks with a near steal. The ball batted out near half court. Now a scramble for it in the backcourt, and Price knocks it away from Wagner. Leaves it to McCants. Goes up for the two-handed dunk. Missed it, but Price with a rebound put back. Jalen just a little over-aggressive there, trying to light up this crowd, which was anxious for a score. And the Streaks finally get one on the offensive rebound. Comes after the live ball turnover, third of the game on Champaign Central. Punke slides to the left and airballs it.
And a good hard challenge there, and that's what you have to do. That certainly affects a shooter. And again, very impressive defensively. And they're going to say that the ball was semi-blocked there.
Yeah.
And a good call there. And the officials got together to correct that call.
Yeah, Drea Gypsyaku was back a ways. He wasn't fronting Punke as much as Ryan Hart talked about in the pregame, but he still got a finger on the shot. Here's an entry pass to Jackson, and that does come up short, and McCants might have gotten a block on that one.
And we were fortunate there because Jackson had Jalen posted up right in front of the basket.
Price with a crossover, loses his man, leaves it off for McCants in the corner. They reach in, he dumps it off to Milan, drives and scores!
Good pass and a good dive to the basket there.
This is the best defense we've seen played on Jalen McCants in this tournament. But he does a nice job finding the cutting Riley Milan down the lane after McCants drew the double team. Here's a runner with a floater, right hand missed it. McCants with his second rebound as Isaiah Roosevelt comes up short. 4-0 Streaks, 3:15 to go first quarter. McCants up top, tries a shake and bake. Can't shake it though. And he kicks it back out to Alex Gypsyaku. Coming up high for the pass, Price turns, shoots the three. Off the back iron. Didn't get a good look at it. McCants tips the rebound to himself and then gets tied up going for the follow, and a reach-in foul called on Isaiah Roosevelt with McCants moving to the basket. He came out of nowhere for that rebound.
And again, Jalen has a terrific instinct and sense to find the ball. He pursues the ball beautifully, and obviously he's a marvelous athlete in his ability to jump there.
First foul of the game on Isaiah Jackson. First foul against Champaign Central. 3:04 to go here in this first quarter. Silver Streaks leading 5-0 as Jalen McCants gets his first point of the game coming at the free throw line. McCants comes in just under 83% on the season, 24 out of 29 at the free throw line. And as Steve has mentioned often throughout these first three games, he's going to get a lot of opportunities with his style of play and his aggressive nature down low. And he takes advantage of both free throws there. 6-0 Silver Streaks, 3 minutes to go first quarter. Isaiah Roosevelt will bring it across midcourt. 6'2 junior for Champaign Central. Starting lineup of three juniors and two seniors for a team that won 17 games and got to the sectional last year. Sam Chapman, a 6'3 senior, into the game. Feeds it off to Punke on the left side. Tries to go down low and throws behind Roosevelt out of bounds. Four Maroons turnovers and a timeout called by Jeff
Outstanding Finke. Defense by the Silver Streaks in the half court. And they've stacked those defensive possessions together.
Just a 30-second timeout. 2:54 here to go here in this opening quarter. Well, I like what we've seen so far from the Silver Streaks, especially defensively.
Yeah, Brad, we're very active defensively. We're in good position. We're moving our feet. Our hands are in passing lanes. We're contesting shots. We're doing all those little things that you want to do in the half-court defense here. And we're very inspired. We got a little zip in our step. Our fans, especially our student section, is doing a great job. And so far, we're throwing a shutout here. I know that's not going to last forever. But if we continue to dial in defensively like that all night, good things will happen.
Yeah, that's certainly one thing Brian Hart has talked about, and what he wants to see from this team is the energy and the intensity for the full 32 minutes. It's been a good start here through the first 5.5. Streaks trying to add to a 6-0 lead. Riley comes out, shoots a three, and hits.
Liked it. Again, looking for that shot. Good footwork there. Stroked it beautifully.
9-0 Galesburg. Milan leading the way with five. That's his first three-pointer of the night. He had one earlier that almost went down but popped out. This is Roosevelt on the dribble out high. Now Price comes out, covers him up. Bounce pass, soft bounce pass, and it finds its way back to Roosevelt after a near steal.
And
by the
Dre
Streaks.
Is all over Punke.
Again, Punke scored 36 and 27 in back-to-back games heading into today. Here's a dribble drive right side. They leave it off to the left on the cutter, and the Streaks intercept it. Outlet pass to Dre. Left-handed, reversed it up and in. Streaks with the outlet coming off the live ball turnover. It's 11-0 with a minute 45 to go first quarter. Five Champaign Central turnovers. Now Roosevelt with a dribble drive. Got around
the dribble
Price
drive there and
took it all the way down.
The basket there. No help there, and we can't help there in that situation.
First basket of the game for Champaign Central comes at the minute 35 mark of the opening quarter. Galesburg leads by 9. Price finds his way around his man. Drives and an offensive foul called as he tried to just slide to the left a little bit to get around Nate Allen, but Allen drew enough contact to draw the charge, and that's the second foul on Eric Price, third Galesburg turnover.
And good ball clubs there as they see that dribble driver going to look to step up and take that charge there. And Eric's done a good job of making those adjustments there. Tip your hat there to Champaign Central and good defense.
Three sophomores on the floor for the Silver Streaks now. Dalen Ellington in to replace Price. Albert Chen across midcourt, a 5'10 senior at the point. Fires it right side. Quick three by Punke. Missed it off the back iron, and the long rebound tipped out to Judd Wagner. And then a travel called as he came down with the ball. That was a quick call. Silver Streaks will not turn it down. That's six turnovers on Champaign Central. Pretty shocking in the first 7 minutes of the game.
Absolutely. Great defense by the Streaks.
McCants tries to go around his man. Now step back three. In and out. Rebound Wagner for Champaign Central. That one was halfway down. There's a quick drive at the other end. Streaks fell asleep, and they
didn't
find
have
Allen
a safety there
in.
And got beat behind there. And whether it's football or basketball, that's death.
Four straight for Champaign Central after the Streaks scored the first 11. Down to the final 35 seconds of the first quarter. Soft pass, but Dre got to it first. Passes it away to Ellington. Left corner, Milan again off the front of the rim. Alex with the offensive rebound. Back out to Dre with 25 seconds to go. Ellington, little head and shoulder fake, elects not to pass, and now McCants sees the clock and pulls it back out. Streaks are going to hold for the last shot here with 15 seconds to go. McCants playing the point.
Going about 10.
Working right to left. Now we're under 10. Jalen still with the dribble. They're going to isolate for him. He's going to dribble. Works around the screen. 4 seconds to go. Jump stop. Leans in. Bank shot. Rolls in and out. Gets his offensive rebound, but the shot wouldn't go. It wasn't good anyway. That's the end of the first quarter. Streaks lead 11-4. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I say that customer will be interested in a Toyota RAV4.
Way off. I think they look more like a Highlander customer.
Here at Galesburg Toyota, our sales staff plays a little game we affectionately call Name That Ride. where they try to guess what kind of a car a customer will be interested in before we even know their name.
That young blood is probably looking for a good pre-owned with a little style.
And Mr. Can't Put His Phone Down over there would dig the new Camry with Wi-Fi and Remote Connect.
Let us match you with the ride of your dreams, making the car buying culture easy and fun.
Online at GelsbergToyota.com.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Get an extra advantage when you play WGIL's Pick a Present by signing up for our email clues at WGIL.com.
One quarter gone at John Field Gymnasium, final game of the 2019 Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament. And the Silver Streaks with an 11-4 lead after one. And Galesburg has the ball to begin the second quarter. Eric Price on the bench with two fouls. No substitution changes for the Streaks at the break. Milan, right side, Dre. Open three. A little bit long. Weak side rebound, good box out by Price Punke. And they're trying to cut back into the lead here. After the Streaks open the game, scoring the first 11. Now Chen loses the handle on the dribble. Unguarded, just got sloppy with the ball. Streaks scramble for it, tie it up.
Again, Dre and Alex, super job. The nose for the ball. They'll battle. They'll get after those 50-50 balls, and they'll win most of them. And there they got a held ball.
One of those guys reach in and poke it. I didn't see anybody reach
yeah,
in.
Yeah, I mean, they lost control with a good pressure there, and they may have got a hand in. But when it got on the floor, they were both there.
Flips the arrow more than anything. 30 seconds into the second quarter. Next held ball will favor the Silver Streaks. Roosevelt will bring it across midcourt, guarded against Dalen Ellington. Trying to shake him. Ellington sticks with him. Now on the right side, it's Reese Jacobson, a 6-foot senior into the game. Tries to work around a screen. Can't shake Alex Egyptiaco. Now at Depunke. Nearly left his feet on the fake shot. Into the corner, batted out of his hands, and saved. Now entry pass, Streak scramble, create a loose ball and come out with it again. Seven turnovers on Champaign Central. Up top, McCants, around his man, cut off, turns, puts it up, gets
beautiful
the shot and
there.
A foul.
Jump stop, turn around, little lay in there. Outstanding job and again, great body control.
Jalen McCants, 0-for-4 shooting in the first quarter. Gets his first basket attempt in the second quarter. Second foul of the game on Isaiah Jackson. Was good defense, but Jalen just was able to muscle it up and in, and he gets the free throw. He's got 5 points in the game now. 14-4.
He's markedly improved his ability to make those moves while under control. Very subtle fakes, body fakes, as well as ball fakes.
Roosevelt across midcourt. Now to the right sideline. Trying to work around the screen. Jacobson shakes Alex out high, but lost the handle on the ball. Dives for it. Gets it. Now Jackson drives in. Leaves it through the lane left side. They pop it back out. Now open. Jacobson shoots the three, and it's off the mark. And a strong rebound on the weak side by Dre Egyptiaco. Here come the Silver Streaks trying to add to their 10-point lead. Dre with a runner, but it's short. Allen with a rebound for Champaign Central. Quickly into the front court. Punke on the left side. Dre catches up to it. Up top, Roosevelt. Passes it right side over to Jackson. Jackson guarded by Alex Egyptiaco. Trying to work around Alex inside the free throw line. Kicks it out, thrown behind Punke. Prevents it from going out of bounds. Backs up with the dribble. Works his way to the top of the arc, sliding to the right side, trying to get around Dre. Jump stop, baseline, missed it, rebound out of bounds, last touch by Allen, Streaks get it back. They have really made Price Punke work in this game, and he's scoreless so far.
He is under duress, and again, a great job guarding him at this point. Moving your feet, stay ahead of the ball, deny him the ball. He has to work to get the ball. Super effort here by the Streaks defensively.
A good feed by Jalen to the baseline. Alex runs it, kicks it back out. Ellington gets held up in the lane, reach in, and it gets called for traveling.
One too many dribbles there into the lane into traffic. If you could have dumped that off, swung it one more time, we would have had a wide open one there.
Four turnovers on the Silver Streaks. 5:40 to go first half. Galesburg leads by 10. Low scoring game, but it's been a tremendous defensive battle to this point. 14-4 is your score. Left side, Roosevelt bounces it back up top to Allen. Allen looking on the inside, still with the ball. Now coming out for a Jackson. Jackson guarded by McCants to the free throw line. Oh, and he pushed off, and he got called for an offensive foul. That's his third. He pushed off on Jalen McCants guarding him man-to-man as he worked to the free throw line. That is the eighth Champaign Central turnover and the third foul on 6'5 senior Isaiah Jackson. And let's see if that'll open things up for Jalen a little bit offensive now, because Jackson was doing a pretty good job on Jalen defensively.
Jackson was doing an outstanding job, and I think we can't say enough. Then they're going to a zone here.
Yes, they are.
Protect that a little bit.
Up top, Milan. He's gotten a couple shots off deep. Made one of them. Now Dre gets another open look. This one is off the brim. Long again. Rebound chased down by Ellington. Tosses it back up. And Milan there gets hammered by Todd Marshall, who was going for the loose ball. And that's the first foul on Marshall.
Yeah, they've gone to the zone there with a club that's not quite as quick athletically. And again, one that's not going to be able to guard man-to-man so well there, and can also rebound a little bit better out of this.
5 minutes to go, first half. Streaks lead 14-4. Four team fouls on Champaign Central. Dre on the right side. He's 0 for 3 in this quarter, 0 for 4 for the game, so they'll let him shoot. He shoots one from the corner. Haven't he got that one, though? He's got five in the game now. That opens up a 13-point Galesburg lead, 17-4.
Much better spin and stroke there. You could see from the release there that that was going to be a better result.
Roosevelt kicks it out. Up top, Marshall fakes the pass, now drives, kicks it out. Reverse back up top to Roosevelt, working against Ellington. Dalen's done a nice job on him defensively since coming in for Price on the bench with two fouls. Punke pushes off a little bit. Can't shoot it down from the free throw line. Long rebound tipped out to Ellington. Leads the break. And another offensive foul called as Dalen drove too deep to the basket before he passed it away. And Marshall was there waiting for the charge.
And again, a sophomore mistake there. He went too deep. And also he didn't jump stop. And a veteran ball club, a smart ball club, a well-coached ball club is going to take the charge there. Again, we've committed two offensive fouls, only one foul in a quarter and a half, and played this kind of pressure defense is just terrific, phenomenal on our part.
Halfway through the second quarter, Streaks lead 17-4. This is Marshall on the dribble. Now to the left side, Wagner slips and falls. He faked the pass into the corner, then started his dribble right toward the top of the arc, slipped and fell down. That's the ninth Champaign Central turnover, and not at all what they need, as much as they're having trouble against the Streaks defense. Dre brings it across midcourt, works his way to the right elbow. Look for the entry pass, keeps it on the outside to brother Alex in the corner. Now they reverse it back up top. Dre over to Jalen on the right wing, trying to go baseline. Cut off on the double team, skips it out to Alex on the wing. Now he skips it up top over to Jalen, into the left corner. Jalen, cut off by a double team again, passes it back out to Dalen Ellington for three off the back iron. And the rebound, good job controlling by Isaiah Roosevelt on the box out. Here comes Champaign Central down 13. In the right corner, Marshall passed up the three. Ellington pops it out of his hands, saves it, falling out of bounds, scramble for the loose ball. Champaign Central gets it, and a foul at the end of the play as Wagner picked it up, stepped to the basket. Had a little jump stop and got the Streaks up in the air. So a good scramble for the ball. Streaks nearly forced another turnover, but it results in a Galesburg foul at the end of the play on Riley Milan.
Tough break for Ellington there. He worked so hard, nearly got the loose ball after the tip, and then the ball came out break-wise to Wagner. And he got a layup opportunity, but got fouled.
And Wagner can't knock down the first free throw. Champaign Central 2 for 11 from the field in this game. 0 for 3 this quarter, now 0 for 1 from the free throw line. 3:11 to play in the half. Second free throw is good. That's the Maroons' first points of the second quarter.
This has been a clinic defensively, Brad.
They worked it down to a minute 35 in the first quarter before they got their first points.
A really fine defensive effort.
Yeah, without a field goal, under 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. This is Dre with it on the outside. Now McCants on the wing. Works his way back up top. Right in front of the John Thiel inscription on the far sideline, right in front of the Champaign Central bench. Dre Egyptiaco with it now. Again, the Streaks doing this all with Eric Price on the bench with two personal fouls. Up top, Jalen draws the two defenders on the top of the zone out. Now Dalen gets called for traveling. Again, with that little slide step before he can get the dribble on the floor. Six Galesburg turnovers now.
You know, Brad, one of the things, and again, we've talked about the foul issue with Eric. We need him on the floor right now. Right now, we are struggling from the three-point line.
There you
go. We can really use him.
He's coming back in. Dribble up top, bounce pass Roosevelt, now into Punke's hands, long three. He's just forcing one up, trying to get points, missed it. Alex Egyptiaco with a rebound, Ellington with a drive, and he gets fouled going to the basket in from the left side. That'll be the first foul of the game.
Good work by the Streaks to get the ball off the glass and go there and get numbers and an opportunity at easy points there. Good job of Ellington going to the rim.
2:16 to go in the first half. Champaign Central with 5 points in the game. Keep in mind, they scored 89 against Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin. Granted, that game went to overtime, but it was, I think it was 79-79 at the end of the regulation. So this is a team that can put points on the board, and the Streaks are holding them to single digits with 2:16 to go in the half.
They absolutely have offensive weapons here and a very skilled offensive club. That just, again, shows what a good job we are doing, and I can't emphasize that enough, what a good job we're doing in the half court and defensively.
Daylon Ellington makes both free throws. The Streaks have their biggest lead now at 14, 19-5, and they back off into the half court. And we'll pick him up across into the midcourt. Albert Chen on the dribble, works his way to the right side of the arc. They tried the little give and go, but the Streaks defended that well. Entry pass down low, kick out. Punke for three. Short. Rebound pops long to the weak side. And Price comes up with a rebound. Punke 0 for 7 in the game from the field. Alex on the right elbow. Now gives off to Jalen. He gets an open three, and that's way short. And saved by Champaign Central underneath, but they save it to themselves. Now they get outlet with it. Marshall pulls up, leaves it off to Chen. Dribble drive, leaves it off left side. They can't get that shot off on the low blocks, and the Streaks get a steal. Here's a run out. Jalen gets tripped up, and an intentional foul called as Jalen was out in front of two defenders trying to get to the rim, and an intentional foul called against Judd Wagner will be his first. The Streaks will get two free throws and the ball with a minute 34 to go here in the first half.
A tough one there. Jalen was going to get a layup out of it, and not necessarily incidental contact, but official thought that that was an intentional, and you can't argue with that. That's a legitimate call there, and the guts to call that.
First free throw by Jalen is off the back iron. How about the job, again, defensively by the Silver Streaks down here? Champaign Central got out in transition. They had what looked like probably were going to be a couple shots. The Streaks got back both times and denied it. Then there was a pass down to the low blocks, which looked for sure like it was going to be a shot. They covered that one up, and as soon as they covered that shot up by, I think it was Allen on the low blocks, and then they created the turnover.
Absolutely. Everything that you want, you can check the boxes here defensively. Getting back in transition, the basket, the ball, and covering up, scrambling to cover up. We're going to get an offensive foul there on an illegal screen.
Yeah, that's going to be on Alex Egyptiaco. Seventh Galesburg turnover. So the Streaks get 1 point out of that possession after the intentional foul. The second of the two free throws by Jalen McCann. So seven turnovers on the Streaks. First foul of the game on Alex Egyptiaco, setting the illegal screen on the entry pass. Curling around the screen, Wagner cut off in the lane, kicks it out to Chen.
Free going to try line. A little bit different offensively, doing some things, setting some high ball screens.
Marshall nearly got tripped up out high and now gets called for traveling. He did get tripped up, couldn't maintain his footing. That's 11 Champaign Central turnovers with a minute 12 to go in the half.
Coach Finke was running a flex there earlier to try to free people up, and that wasn't working, and now he's trying to do a little bit of dribble drive and high ball screens, and that one we bottled up as well.
On the right side, Jalen McCants. Flashing through the lane, Alex. He keeps it on the perimeter up top to Dre. Entry pass to Alex, kicks it back out under the wing to Jalen. McCants dribbles into the corner. Cut off there, skip pass up top over to Riley Milan. Now skip pass right side over to Eric. Open three, off the rim, high rebound. Comes down into the hands of Allen. The Streaks double team him under the basket and get called for a reach foul. And that'll be the second of the game on Riley Milan. You know, give Champaign Central credit defensively too. They've held this, the Streaks are coming into this game averaging better than 70 a game. I got to pull my stats up to give you the exact number. 71 points a game. And they've held the Streaks to 20. McCants has only one field goal. So they're doing a good job defensively, too.
And their zone here has done a good job of making sure that it's spread out a little bit.
They curl around. They get
up
a high screen. Yep, Dodd Marshall can use that screen. And there's their first basket of the second quarter with 27 seconds to go.
2-3 zone that's spread here a little bit, and they are... They are bottling up and matching up the way they need to here and causing the Streaks some problems offensively. And we have not shot the ball from the three-point line very well either.
Down to 10 seconds to go. Streaks set this in motion, holding for the final shot. McCants leaves it off to Milan, sets himself, shoots the three off the rim.
Good action, just couldn't get it.
Rebound into the hands of Allen, and they can't get off a final shot, and that's how the first half ends. A defensive barn burner, 20-7 at halftime. Be interesting to hear what the coaching staff has to say.
Two touchdowns, two field goals, and a touchdown in this one.
So the Silver Streaks go to the break with a with an 13-point lead at 20-7. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half statistics, give you the individual scoring. We'll talk things over with the coaching staff when they come out from the locker room. Galesburg by 13 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Time to bring it inside.
Get to the
time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL, reminding you that the Abingdon Christian Church can help you if you're struggling after a death of a loved one. The church will once again offer Grief Share every Tuesday afternoon at 2 through December 3rd, and it's free. To find out more, click on Community Events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium, final game of the 2019 Galesburg Boys Thanksgiving Tournament, a night that also features the Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony. So lots of good stuff happening here. And all right, so I'm going to say the score, and some people might think, ugh, what a game, 20-7. But no. My attitude is, what a game. This has been fun to watch, even despite the low score.
Really a fine game. The atmosphere in here is tremendous. Both teams are playing with a lot of intensity and enthusiasm, and both teams are guarding, you know, in two different ways. We have played just stifling, suffocating man-to-man defense and just absolutely throttled them in terms of that. And they made an adjustment with their foul trouble to go to zone. They've bottled us up there in the passing lanes and in the gaps, and we haven't shot the ball very well, and they've limited us for the most part to one shot. So defensively, it's been a clinic on both ends of the floor. And in this ball game here, if somebody gets it going a little bit, has a chance, in our case, to run away, and in Champagne's case, to get right back in the ball game.
So the numbers aren't going to be real impressive here. The halftime statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. So these numbers aren't going to blow anybody away, but again, it's a credit to the defense that both teams are playing. What do you show?
Absolutely. I mean, you can point the arrows right at the good defense. We got 20 shots off. We were 6 out of 20 for only 30%, 2 out of 12 from the three-point line for 16%. They, on the other hand, were 3 out of 14 for 21% and just scored a field goal late in the second quarter. They were
less than a minute to go.
Yeah, and they were 0 for 7 with a three ball. And again, have bottled up Punke just tremendously here. He is struggling to just get the ball, let alone be able to get a shot off. We out-rebounded them. We've out-rebounded our opponent in every game so far, 13-10. And again, we had 7 turnovers. They had 11. And again, that 11 turnover is a big number. We couldn't quite convert as much as we would have liked out of them. But 11 turnovers against a skilled ball club like this, again, shows you in the half court what a good job we really are.
You mentioned the job Streaks have done on Punke, 0 for 7 for the field, 0 for 5 from three-point range. Free throw shooting, Champaign Central 1 out of 2, Silver Streak 6 out of 7. We'll take a break, come back, talk with the coaching staff, find out what the plan is for the second half. Certainly more of the same, but you got to make some adjustments. We'll talk about that. We'll give you the individual scoring as well. 20-7 Streaks over Champaign Central at the half. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Harvest time is here, and more farmers are taking a look at the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at YEM. With a new engine, new trim, and a whole new look, the new 2019 Silverado is lighter, has more cargo room, and a range of new features. They've even upgraded the corner step bumpers to accommodate steel-toed boots. From farm to freeway, see what makes the all-new Silverado as flexible as you need it to be. At YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, areas of fog tonight with a chance of rain, possibly mixing with snow and thunder later overnight, low 35. Rain and snow tomorrow morning, turning to all rain in the afternoon with wind gusts near 30 miles an hour, a high of 38. Cloudy and blustery with wind gusts still near 30 miles an hour tomorrow night, low 27. Sunny on Monday, a high of 36. Right now, it's 43 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Get clues as to which numbered present on our game board has the prize you want to win all wrapped up. Sign up at WGIL.com to receive weekly emails that'll help you play Pick a Present on WGIL.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Hope you've enjoyed the game so far. Despite the low score, Streaks leading by 13, which when you're holding the opponent to 7 points, 13 points feels more like 20-plus. Individual scoring, 3 players for Champaign Central with 2 points each. Todd Marshall, Nate Allen, and Isaiah Roosevelt. Judd Wagner has 1 for the Silver Streaks. Jalen McCants leads away with 6. Riley Milan has 5. Dre Egyptiaco with 5. Dalen Ellington and Eric Price each with 2. Silver Streaks lead 20-7. Both teams back out onto the floor, ready for some second half warm-ups. Steve Cheeseman is getting close to assistant coach Chad Thompson. We'll find out what the coach has to say in our halftime interview. Again, brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Let's go down sideline, Steve.
Back here at Thiel Gymnasium, last game of the Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament. Halftime here, Streaks have a 20-7 lead over Champaign Central. Coach, you guys have got to be pleased with a half-court defense.
Absolutely. This is exactly what we are envisioning going forward this season. Obviously, the whole team has 7 points. With the firepower that these guys have, is something incredibly done by the whole team. Now, Dre's doing a heck of a job showing why he's an elite athlete on the defensive end, but the team defense is really coming together, too.
In terms of the offensive end, they moved to a zone defense when their big kid got in foul trouble. We've been a little sluggish against that. What do we do to shake that loose?
We're going to try different things up here. We got a different offense. We're going to just tweak a little bit. Not a crazy, something new and crazy. Just a little tweak we're going to do. Try to work the ball inside more. Get the ball to Jalen where he can kick it out and get the wide open layups that he needs.
Last question. When you struggle a little bit from the three-point line shooting, you are an elite shooter. What do you do in terms of that kind of thing to get your kids a little bit more and confident or successful with their three-point shooting?
We really tell them to keep shooting the ball because they're out there for a reason. We trust them, and we're going to let them shoot it and shoot it and shoot it. But you do the little thing. Run out for Dre. You get Jalen a post touch. Riley gets a back cut layup. Those little things are what gets you in rhythm to make baskets from the three-point line.
Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Chad Thompson joining us here at half, assistant coach for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg leads 20-7. And again, our congratulations to the inductees for the Galesburg High School Athletics Hall of Fame. Bill Sargent went in as a coach, primarily for what he accomplished tennis, but he was also a volleyball coach, among other things. And he was at Galesburg High School. He is a Galesburg High School graduate, too, class of 61. And then the athletes themselves, Bonnie Apsey, class of 95, Lance Aiton, class of 89, Kylie Cavanaugh and Katie Hosting, Cavanaugh in 07, and Hosting graduated in 09. John C. Chapman, that's senior, class of 64 for his wrestling, and certainly became an outstanding wrestling coach as well for the Silver Streaks. Bob Dara, class of 64. He told some great baseball stories during the induction ceremony. And Eric Doss, class of 76. The 1967 football team was inducted, a team that went 8-1 under legendary head football coach CeCe Van Dyke. And as a friend of athletics, Emma Sargent, who just has oodles of connections to Galesburg High School athletics. Certainly her family honored, and our congratulations to all of the inductees in a very special in Athletics Hall of Fame induction ceremony tonight.
That was a pleasure to watch that, be a part of that. And like I said, my old friend and teammate, Eric Doss, super guy, a winner in all ways, and he was just a fantastic athlete.
Champaign Central sticks with the zone, streaks with the ball to begin the second half. No changes in the lineup. Both the Gypsyako brothers, Price, Milan, and McCann.
And they stayed in that zone, and we can sure understand that, Brad.
Dre with it on the right side. He had five in the first quarter, in the first half, along with five for Milan and six for McCants to lead the Silver Streaks. Dre has it now on the left side.
Top need to look arc. To attack this.
Here's Eric for three. In and out and in again. Rattled around, then kissed off the glass and dropped through. Streaks knocked down only 2 3-pointers in the first half, shooting 2 out of 13. So they needed a big one there. Here's a high screen set and a dribble drive all the way to the basket.
Got
by
lost.
Isaiah Roosevelt.
We didn't come off and help there and hedge or switch that, and they scored easy on that.
That's the quickest basket they've had in any quarter tonight. Here's an entry pass intended for McCants. He gets it back after nearly stolen away, and then a soft shot rolls back off the rim and through. 25-9, Silver Streaks by 16. McCants with eight. Price set. Most of the first quarter and half of the second quarter, probably over half of the second quarter, in foul trouble. He's got five after that three-pointer. Up top, this is Todd Marshall. Marshall around Price. Drives, and Price recovers, bats the ball out of his hands, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by
good
the Streaks.
Good recovery by Eric there. He got beat on the dribble drive. He's playing even up there. I'd like him to play a little bit more on the ball side there to stop that straight-on drive, but a good recovery by Eric.
Isaiah Jackson remains on the bench for Champaign Central. The 6'5 senior picked up three fouls in the first half, so he does not start the second half. In the left corner, here's Nate Allen with it, guarded by Alex Egyptiaco. Entry pass intended for Punke, and knocked out of his hands on the double team. Dre
tried to get
him
posted up there, yes. Or at least running the baseline to get him free.
Now Punke will inbound for the right of the basket. Bounce pass into the corner, Judd Wagner. Swinging around to the right side. Here's Punke with it. Entry pass down low. Alex came around the backside of Allen and fouled him. Held him from the backside and then wrapped around, tried to poke it away on the front side. That's the second foul of the game on Alex Egyptiak.
Got to have really good footwork to defend in the post there, and that kid posted up beautifully.
Entry pass down low to Punke. Backing his way in on Dre. Behind the basket. Shot rolls off. Tip won't go. And there's McCants to control the rebound. Tough break for Champaign Central. They had at least one good look at it there. Couple shots in close. Neither one went down. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Streaks trying to build on a 16-point lead. Dre out high. Passes it left side to Eric. He squared up as if to shoot three. Passed it up. Right side, Milan. Low blocks. Alex drives. Kick out and threw it past Eric Price out of bounds.
And that's just one of those there that happens. He thought he was going to move to a different angle and threw it opposite.
25-9 Silver Streaks, 5:45 to go third quarter. Walking it into the front court, Isaiah Roosevelt. Picked up there by Jalen. To the right side, this is Punke with it. They've made a defensive switch. Now Dre is back on him in the man-to-man.
And they're really looking to try to get the ball in the low post.
Roosevelt in the lane. Cut off by Jalen. Kicks it back out. Up top to Marshall. Marshall going around Price. Riley comes over to help out.
Dribble drive again. A give there. One of the things that right now we need to shore up a little bit. And it's showing its ugly head here.
And it's Marshall who's done it both times. Once late in the first half and now early second half he does it. Here's Champaign Central with a near steal. Wagner bats it out of bounds. Came around the backside of Jalen on a soft pass. Streaks have to be crisper with their passes as Wagner broke that one up and nearly stole it away.
Lost a little bit of our aggressiveness on both ends of the floor right now.
Inbound to Eric Price. Again squared up for three. Elected not to shoot it. 25-11 is the Galesburg leaders. Another soft pass picked off by Marshall. Leads it to the other end, then lost it on the way up. Got tied up with Price, knocked out of bounds. And Champaign Central hangs on to it. Again, just a soft, careless pass. And Marshall intercepted it, anticipated it perfectly. He has it now up top. Swings it around to the right side. Punke with it on the wing, working against Alex Egyptiaco. In the lane, posting up, finds an opening. Takes it to the basket, too strong off the rim. Rebound, Eric Price. Eric leading the break, feeds it to the right side. Riley scoops it back to Eric.
Good
up and
pass.
In.
What a feed from Eric.
Finish there by the Streaks.
What a feed from Riley to Eric. 27-11, Streaks back on top. Driving the lane, shot off the rim. Rebound batted around, back to Roosevelt. Now to the right side, Allen puts it up. That won't go down. And the rebound by Eric Price. Into the front court. Dre drives in right side, and another offensive foul. Third time Todd Marshall has planted himself and drawn the charge.
And a heads-up play there, anticipating where to be and what's going to happen. Nice play there by Marshall.
Three turnovers on the Silver Streaks in this third quarter. 10 for the game, as Champaign Central without a turnover yet in this third quarter, but they still trail by 16. Galesburg's outscored them 7-4 to add to the lead here in the second half. Here's Roosevelt driving, and a runner just flips it up and in with the right hand.
Got a little zip in their step here, and they're gaining confidence each possession.
Yeah, still a long way to go. We're only halfway through the third quarter. 14 points is by no means insurmountable. Streaks have to continue to play hard, tighten up this offense a little bit. Up top, Price feeds it right back left side over to Dre.
So far, nothing engaged with the offense here.
We saw him struggle against Chicago Wells in the zone last night. They continue to struggle here. Here's an entry pass to Jalen. Goes one on two. Missed it, but gets his own rebound.
Get the ball into the middle, and good things can happen, and we did there.
Six rebounds in the game for Jalen McCants. He's in double figures with 10 now, with 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Roosevelt up top. Goes around Jalen. Now pulls up in the lane. Shot rolls off. They cannot get a friendly roll, and Jalen gets the rebound. Jalen trying to weave his way through traffic. Drives, puts it in.
They're going to wave it off
with another offensive foul. Guess who? Todd Marshall draws his fourth charge of the game.
Outstanding job there again by Marshall. Doing the little things there that matter.
First foul of the game on Jalen McCants. 11 turnovers on the night for the Streaks. Four of them are on charges. Now Jalen nearly picks Roosevelt's pocket. He drives, leaves it off, and the bank shot by Wagner. Once Jalen went for the steal and got left alone out high, they had numbers and they took advantage of it. Under three to go third quarter, 29-15. Galesburg by 14. Baseline pass to Alex. Kicks it back out to Milan in the corner. Now over to Price. Squares up for three. Hits! That's going to be big if Eric can knock down some of those perimeter shots the rest of the way. He's got 8 in the quarter, 10 for the game, and the Streaks lead by 17.
And there was no challenge there on that shot, and Eric's too good a shooter to let that happen.
Yep, for sure. Marshall with it out high. Now Roosevelt comes out for it, dribbles all the way to the backcourt, or back to the half-court line. Tried to between-the-legs dribble, gets around Jalen, takes it all the way after the fake pass, missed it. Riley Milan with a rebound. Now Ryland leaves it off for Jalen in the backcourt into the front court to Dre. Jump stop, turnaround by Alex, comes up short. Punke with a rebound. Streaks trying to get back defensively. Skip pass into the lane, and Dre from the backside of Nate Allen picks up a body block. That's his first foul of the game.
And Alex flow through in the middle into the high post. Good turnaround jump shot. Good decision with it. He just floated and missed it there. But good decision. Little poor mechanics.
The catch and the shoot by Punke. He got an op. He got a step. He got it on Alex, and he knocked down his first shot now with under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's 33-18. He missed his first 9. But good shooters can heat up very quickly. And now Alex lost sight of where he was defensively, got his pocket pick. And now Champaign Central nearly throws it away, but they recover. Punke, pull up, low blocks, rolls off. Riley Mine with another low block rebound. Streaks dodged a bullet there on another careless pass in the front court. And now a timeout called by the Silver Streaks. And I don't blame Ryan Hart. This has not been crisp offense against a good defensive team. They call a full timeout with a minute 25 to go third quarter. Streaks lead 32-16. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at TempletonRoofing.com.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper. But now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Uh, 32-18 Silver Streaks with a minute 25 to go in this third quarter. Galesburg coming out of a full timeout. And you and I both agree, Steve, that was a good one for the Silver Streaks.
Real good one there to reset.
Here's Eric with a three. Hits again. Well, you talk about good shooters heating up quickly. Eric's 4 for 4 in the third quarter, and it's 35-18. Galesburg back on top by 17.
I thought that scoreboard was incorrect. I have them for 18 as well.
In the corner, up top. Now Punke has it. Dre's back guarding him. Punke shoots a long three. Well, he was 4 feet behind the arc, and Dre let him have too much room. It's 35-21 now. Bounce pass left corner. Punke was 6 in the quarter. Dre, inlet pass. Another soft one, but it's batted out to Eric at the top of the arc with 46 seconds to go. Eric to the high post. He'll pull up. Shoots off the back iron. Rebound Allen for Champaign Central. He's got 6 boards to lead the Maroons. Here's a quick three at the other end. That won't go. A battle for the rebound. Allen has 7 boards now. Kicks it back out. Roosevelt passes up the shot. Now trying to shake Eric, and he lost the handle on the ball. Jalen with a steal, taking it all the way, tries to go for the hammer dunk with Marshall getting back, trying to draw the charge again, and he missed it badly. The shot caromed off the rim, way out of bounds, out of the tunnel, and they're actually going to call a blocking foul this time.
Good call that time. You know, you're looking for to see where they're going to be in that kind of situation because it's wide open for a charge, and he did move that time.
Second foul of the game on Todd Marshall.
Good call.
He drew 4 charges earlier. Not successful this time with 20 seconds to go. And Jalen misses a free throw. You think he wasn't trying to make a statement jamming that ball over a kid who'd drawn 4 charges already, but he missed it.
And good for him. He's trying to be aggressive there and send a message. And, you know, tough to dunk it in that situation, but I liked the attempt at it.
Makes the second of the 2 free throws. 5 in the quarter, 11 for the game. 36-21, Silver Streaks by 15. Final 15 seconds of the third quarter. Roosevelt brings it across midcourt. Works around a screen. Eric goes behind it. Stays with him. 6 seconds to go. Roosevelt, bounce pass right side. This is Marshall with it. Back up top. Dribble drive. Wagner, pull up in the lane. Missed it. And that's the end of the third quarter. Better offensive execution by Champaign Central, but they just couldn't knock down shots. They trail by 15 against the Silver Streaks at the end of 3. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Three quarters gone here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Offense picked up a little bit there in the third quarter. Champaign Central played much better, I thought. And with them playing much better, the Silver Streaks, even though they didn't, I think, play quite as crisply as they did in the first half,
still outscored them.
Still outscored them. Right. So they added to the lead. It's 36-21 after 3. Galesburg turned the ball over 5 times in that third quarter. Rebounds were more even. And still they added to the lead. Up 15 now as we head to the final quarter, 36-21. Champaign Central with the ball to start the final period. On the left side, long three by Wagner. He hits.
Good start
36,
for the Maroons there.
24. They cut the deficit down to 12. McCants, the Egyptiaco brothers. I'm sorry. Alex is out there. Dre is on the bench getting a breather. Dalen Ellington is in for the Streaks along with Price, Milan, and McCants. Eric has it now up top, guarded by Marshall. Works right to left in front of the Streaks bench, picks up his dribble. Milan comes out high for it.
And they're back to a man-to-man now.
Riley gets it over to Alex. Alex dribbles to the right side.
Entry pass to Jalen. Steps to the lane, puts it up with a bank shot, draws the foul from Roosevelt, and a chance at a three-point play. That's just the first foul of the game on Isaiah Roosevelt, and a chance at a three-point play for Jalen McCants. And for the first time in the second half, Isaiah Jackson will check back in. He picked up three fouls in the first half, sat much of the second quarter with that foul trouble, and this is his first action, 7:15 to go in the game.
Brad, good two-man game over there, good entry pass, and Jalen really posted up beautifully.
He's got eight in the half, 14 for the game, 39-24 Silver Streaks by 15. 7:10 to go in the game. On the right side, Marshall trying to go around. Alex does, gets to the low block, and a good feed
nice
through the lane
there.
Over to Allen to lay it up and in.
You said that.
39-26. Price in the backcourt with Milan bringing it up court. It'll be Eric bringing it across the timeline. Shake and bake down the lane. Gets past Allen. Takes it all the way
from the basket.
Strong
move to the rim.
Little between the legs. Dribble out high. Got the step he needed on Allen. Took it all the way. And Eric's got 13 in the second half. 15 for the game. Right corner. Wagner with the three a moment ago. Up top to Marshall for three. That's off the back iron. And the long rebound chased down by Wagner. Now the ball knocked out of his hands. Last touch by the Streaks. Again, Champaign Central down 15 here with under 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Price Punke, who has lit up this tournament offensively, has just 6 points tonight. Thanks largely to the defensive job the Streaks have done on him. And another pass batted away by Eric Price. Now Dre is going to come back into the game, replacing brother Alex. Alex has done most of the defense on Punke in the second half. Dre did it the entire first half. And now it's Dalen Ellington who has that defensive assignment.
And we want to watch that matchup here and see if they get him in the post.
It's been a senior against a sophomore all night long. For the Streaks defensively, they have a sophomore on
that. And he's face guarding him where he's going to go wherever he goes on the floor. Try to deny him the ball.
Roosevelt leaves it off to Punke in the corner. Step back, shoots a three, and he gets fouled.
He's going to get three free throws out of that.
Ball went off the back iron, but Punke is going to shoot three here. So he took advantage of the sophomore there. Second foul on Dalen Ellington.
And Dalen will learn there, never foul the jump shooter, especially in that situation there.
Well, Punke put the ball on the floor as if he was going to dribble to the basket. He took one step inside the arc and then stepped back. And he caught Dalen backpedaling just once, so he had to scramble to catch back up to him. I don't think Ryan Hart liked the call. It was over there in the far corner. We really couldn't see it. And now the official blows the whistle just as Punke shot the first free throw.
And Marshall was beyond the free throw line in the half court.
Yep.
Just lost where he was.
And Marshall was out of
a violation.
Position. Boy, I don't know the last time I've seen that.
I've not seen that in a long, long time. And it was right in front of the official, who had no choice but to call that. The officials tonight have been outstanding. Done a great job.
So now Marshall asks permission. He is going to go line up for the third free throw. And it's up and in. Punke with 8 points on the game now. 41-28. Silver Streaks by 13. As we approach the six-minute mark. Eric, again around his man, tries to go the reverse layup this time. Missed it badly. Isaiah Roosevelt with a rebound. Here comes Champaign Central. Getting down low, the feed to Isaiah Jackson. Reaches behind him and banks it in. Immediate impact by Jackson.
He did a good job in transition, running the floor, and the big guy running the rim, and good passing there, and got an easy layup.
Entry pass. Jalen forces
again, nice
way in
move.
And up.
They've got him posted up, and he's done a great job, and good two-man game there again.
5 points in the quarter, 10 for the half, 16 for the game for Jalen McCants. Out high, Marshall. Onto the left wing, Isaiah Jackson. Dribble drive, cut off, kick out, top of the arc. Wagner now left side over to Punke for three, and he shoots it in over Ellington.
You can see that he's a superior shooter. And once he's found a stroke here, he's made some very, very difficult shots here and got unleashed a little bit.
You know, Steve, they still haven't corrected the scoreboard. I still have it as a 10-point game. The scoreboard showing 12.
I'm with you. That's what I have, too, and I've seen nobody question that.
That's significant here. Jalen drives, gets the ball knocked out of his hands, leaves it off for Ellington. Now back to Jalen on the wing.
And that would usually be done by the scorekeeper from the other side, especially if he sees that, and I don't see theirs over there.
Jalen lost the handle on the ball, scramble for it in the lane, and the Streaks turn it over. Jalen trying to do just a little bit too much. Now the long arm bats it out of bounds to the scoring table. So he prevents Champaign Central from getting out in transition. 4:40 to go in the game. And I do not see a Champaign Central scorekeeper over there, and you usually have one of those when you go on the road.
Yeah, I just ran through my score sheet really quickly.
And the same I have.
Turnaround jumper comes up a little bit short for Roosevelt. Good job by Eric Price to box out, control the rebound. Well, let's hope it doesn't become a factor in this game either way. Let's hope the Streaks can just keep this lead in control with 4:15 to play and come out of here with a victory. Here's McCants, a crossover dribble out high, drives into the lane, gets tied up, and called for traveling. So back-to-back turnovers by the Silver Streaks on Jalen. Again, maybe trying to do a little
bit too much. Yeah, and I would agree with you. That was my thought, too. Just trying to do a little too much. And again, boy, you can't fault a young man and a player for that.
Halfway through the fourth quarter, 43-33 Silver Streaks. Quick jumper by Punke. It's again.
They good made offensive this set there. They hit set two high ball screens and then rolled out of that, sort of like a pick play in football there, and got Pinkay wide open.
He's made four straight three-pointers, two in the third, now two in the first part of the fourth quarter. He's got eight in the quarter, 14 for the game. And a hand check foul called against Champaign Central. That's only their third team foul of the second half with 3:41 to play, and the second foul of the game on Isaiah Roosevelt.
We've got to continue to be solid each possession here and stay in the moment here. Don't get ahead of ourselves.
On the inbound, Eric, really unguarded. Now he gets it into Alex, couldn't control it. Bats it into the backcourt to Brother Dre. Now to the right side, Milan squares, hits
big
a three.
Shot there.
Big shot by Riley Milan. And it restores the lead back to 10, 46-36, or 12, according to the scoreboard. 3:25 to go. A dribble out high by Roosevelt. Now gives it off to Punke. Dre is back on him, shoots anyway, comes up short. And then the rebound off of Jalen's hands. He falls out of bounds. Contact down there. Jalen wanted a push called against Marshall, and Champaign Central is going to hang on to it. Well, if you get Punke to miss, you better get the rebound.
Good job by Dre there. He had a good hard challenge there on Punke there and made it difficult.
On the inbounds, bounce pass to the right side, Allen. Allen works his way to the top of the arc, curls around to the free throw line, and a travel call.
Calling for traveling, and that again is good defense there. We covered up the passing lanes. He wanted to pass the ball there, and it wasn't open. Traveled.
That's only their second turnover of the entire second half after 11 in the first half. Part of the reason they've tried to crawl back into this game, but we're down to the three-minute mark of the fourth quarter with the Streaks on top still by double digits. Here's Dre in the lane. Euro stepped to the left, but he couldn't finish it off. Nate Allen with his eighth rebound to lead Champaign Central.
And a big blocker by Jalen.
A big block by Jalen as Champaign Central got down in transition. Isaiah Jackson thought he was free and clear under the basket, and McCants hammered it out of bounds. On the inbounds into the corner, Jackson gets it right down low to Punke, who's fouled as soon as he catches the ball. Looks up at the clock with 2:50 to play. And that's the third foul of the game on Alex Egypciaco.
And we've got to continue to guard here. Continue to guard here.
16
and again,
foul.
Continue to mark Pancake.
16 foul on the Silver Streak, so the next one puts the Maroons in the bonus as we wind down to 2:45 to go in the game. And a five-second call. Isaiah Jackson had the ball on the right wing, kept swinging the ball down low, and finally the official called the five-second call, and the Streaks call a 30-second timeout to set this play up here with 2:43 to play.
Key turnover there by Champaign.
Yeah, again, they've played, I don't want to say error-free ball, because that's impossible.
They've been very good offensively here in the second
half. But in terms of not turning the ball over, yeah, they had had only one second-half turnover until about the last 45 seconds of game clock, and now they've turned it over twice. And this is giving the Streaks an opportunity to potentially build the lead back up a little bit.
And you may see some pressure here on some kind of make by them to try to get a turnover in the backcourt and be able to capitalize in a hurry. So Streaks going over some of those good timeout by Ryan Hart there, some of those scenarios as we go late in the ball game here, and we see them trying to make make some kind of play, you know, a little bit in desperation here, whether it's foul, pressure, full court stuff, whatever. We've got to take care of the basketball. And there they go, the trap.
Yep, try the trap, and sure enough, Eric Price throws it right into the defense. 15 turnovers by the Streaks. Quick three by Punke on the wing. Force that one up quickly. Saved under the lane by Drea Gypsyako, and he saved it right to Judd Wagner, who puts it back in. So two different times, Punke has missed a three-pointer, and two different times the Streaks have not been able to control the rebound, and Champaign Central has scored out of it. 2:24 to play. And now it's 46-38. And Champaign Central called a timeout. They haven't put the points on the board. Did the officials give them that timeout before they got the shot up and in? I thought they called the timeout as soon as the ball went through the hoop. But the scoreboard has not added the points yet. Well, I guess we'll see. Well, Champaign Central's lining up defensively, so apparently the basket does count. So I'm going to say that's 4 points now that aren't on the board for Champaign
Central.
Yeah,
and that's when you would – and there he's asking that question there over there, Coach Finke, of what goes on there and where they're at.
2:20 to go. Streaks have to do a better job handling the ball. Now they do get that bucket on the board. Here's Jalen with a drive, and they spread the defense out so much that once Jalen found an opening on the inside,
yeah,
it was
good
an
ball
easy
movement and ball fakes, and you're going to get that there.
Here's a quick three and a miss, but a rebound put back by Punke as nobody blocked him out going down the middle of the lane. Now at the other end, the long baseball pass ricochets off the Streaks backboard.
Got to stay under control here.
Right
There's
back
no
to Champaign
hurry.
Central, and McCants kicks it out of bounds with a minute 54 to go in the game.
We have the lead here, and the clock's our ally. No reason to be hurry or force anything's there. Just bad decision-making. Again, this is the first time in this situation, so, you know, teachable moments.
Now jumper in the lane by Punke. Got it up and in over Drea Gypsyako. And it's 48-40 with a minute 40 to go in the game. Here's Jalen McCants across midcourt. Skip pass right side over to Dre into the right corner. Riley trying to dribble out of traffic. Here comes the trap and a quick hand check foul called. That'll be the fourth team foul on Champaign Central. Third of the game on Todd Marshall. So they'll force the Streaks to inbound it with a minute 29 to go and try to go for the steal. They've got a couple more fouls to give before the Streaks get into the bonus. Bad pass to McCants into the front court, but he passes out.
They're going to look
the
trap.
Collapsing, and now they foul Milan again, stopping the clock with a minute 24 to go. Fifth team foul. That's the first of the game on Nate Allen.
You're going to see them certainly take chances, double-teaming, trying to steal the ball as well as steal a pass.
Here's a better pass into the backcourt to Eric, so they can't get the trap back there. So Judd Wagner just reaches out, fouls him quickly. That's his second, team six, with a minute 22 to go. And now let's see how long they choose to play defense here before
fouling. Good work of getting the ball in. That's the key here. You got to get the ball in bounds here to begin with.
If they're going to trap Dre in the backcourt, now reaching up over the top, almost a headlock from Judd Wagner from the backside of Drea Gypsyako. So that's his third. We'll walk it to the other end to shoot a one-and-one here.
And, Brad, this will be our first opportunity, and I call it opportunity, to make free throws to seal a game here.
Yeah. Dre is 2-for-4 on the season. Front end of a 1-and-1 here with the Streaks leading by 8 with a minute 19 to go in the game. I have them with 21 points in this fourth quarter. They had 21 coming into the third quarter. Dre knocks down a big one on the front end.
Yeah, they've been very aggressive here and converted, whether it be inside or outside.
6 points on the game for Drea Gypsyako. Second free throw on the way, off the front of the rim. Looked like Jalen got a hand on the rebound, but it was just a tippet. And Champaign Central controls. Riley going for the steal, nearly got it from Wagner, who chased it back down. Now on the near sideline, Roosevelt driving in on Eric. Got around him, goes up with a running one hand, missed it, and a good box out by Eric to come up with a rebound. That was a big miss by Champaign Central and a big rebound by Eric. And now I think they fouled Alex Gypsyako on the far side of the court. They're going to put Alex at the line.
Good defensive play or a guard there by Eric. And again, getting a rebound there and securing a rebound, not giving him second chance opportunities.
Third foul of the game on Isaiah Roosevelt. This puts Alex Gypsyako at the line. He's 3 out of 4 on the season.
And we don't want to split free throws. We want to knock both of them down.
Especially the first one. And he does knock the first one down. That's Alex's first point of the game.
Yeah, and you have no chance to split if you don't make that first one. That's
right.
For sure.
59.6 seconds to go in the game. Streaks leading by 10. Second one by Alex. Up and off the back. Riley with the rebound as it caroms over to him. In the corner.
Rebound.
Trap. Passes out of it out to Dre. Now Dre trying to dribble away from traffic. Got bumped from the behind. Still with a dribble. Streaks just running clock here now. Riley with the ball. Up top, Jalen. Now they're going to come out. And Punke will wrap up Jalen in the midcourt circle to stop the clock with 44 seconds to go. Big offensive rebound by Riley. Great job to pass out of the trap in the corner. And the streak successfully ran about 12 seconds off the clock.
And
there.
I know that's something that they've been working on. You know, a little delay, stall game, and good job there.
Jalen to the free throw line. 6 out of 8. Now 7 out of 9 on the night. He's got 8 in the quarter, 13 for the half, 19 for the game. Streak's lead is back to 11 with 44 seconds to go. 51-40 the lead. McCants trying to make it a dozen here. He does, and he has 20 points on the night to go along with 7 rebounds. 52-40, Silver Streaks. 40 seconds to go. Punke across midcourt. He's going to shoot over Dre. Airballs it under the basket. Jalen with a rebound. Jalen dribbling in the backcourt. Jalen into the frontcourt to the right side. Now he backs away from the defense. A little poke away. Knocked out of bounds. 26.9 seconds to go.
And the key there is, as you see when you get double-teamed, then you've got to get rid of it. You got to dump it off there. But we've done a good job here to seal this win unless something crazy happens here. Done a really, really fine job here in this last minute and a half.
DeMarco Harden into the game, I think I would anticipate for ball handling purposes here. And a timeout on the floor with 26.9 seconds to play. Streaks with 2 timeouts remaining as Ryan Hart calls the troops together to make sure that they play with their heads on square here with 27 seconds to play. You know, I heard a comment, and I'm trying to remember where I heard it, but it's been within the last week, and it was an interview with someone who coached professional players. And it was such an eye-opener to me that this coach was talking about how he was teaching things to professional players that he didn't think he would have to teach in game situation like this here.
And that's a great point, Brad. We were just talking off the air, Coach Finke and I, about all of that. I think kids come with less basketball or any athletic sense because they don't play it and watch it as much, where you got to figure it out yourself and watch it and all the scenarios that happen as you watch it on TV or on tape. They just sort of play.
And Champaign Central apparently is going to let the Streaks just dribble this one out. Which is what I thought Ryan Hart was doing there. That was my point I was making. I thought that's what Ryan Hart was doing there with that timeout with 27 seconds
to go. Pull it out.
Explain, here's how we're going to handle this situation. Champaign Central is going to let them dribble it out. And the Silver Streaks, under first-year head coach Ryan Hart, are 4-0. And I'd say their most impressive victory of the first four with a 52-40 win here over Champaign Central. Here's the all-tournament team announcement from PA announcer Bill Allison. Oop, he's looking off to the side. I thought he was about to announce it. He's going to let the players shake hands first, I think, and then he'll make the announcement.
Members of both teams need to stay here for just a second. The 2019 Galesburg Thanksgiving Tournament All-Tourney Team. First from Champaign Central, a 6'3 senior, number 10, Price Punke. Also for the Maroons, a 6'2 junior, number 24, Isaiah Roosevelt. Now from Galesburg, a 6'1 sophomore, number 15, Alex Egypt Siakio. A 6' junior, number 23, Eric Price. And a 6'6 senior, number 34, Jalen McKentz.
No way.
Congratulations to all these guys on a great tournament. Good luck the rest of the way.
Didn't see that one coming, right? Jalen making the all-tournament team.
No,
also,
that's a
Alex
Egyptiaco
and Eric Price. And again, Alex, I mean, that's a nice nod that Alex gets on the all-tournament team, because he's not on there for big offensive numbers. He's on there because what he was doing away from the ball most.
He plays winning basketball. He does all of those things that are necessary. He and his brother tonight, I think, set the tone, Brad, for this defensive effort and us being able to win this ball game with their ability to guard this really fine offensive player, Ponke.
52-40, the final. Champaign Central ends the tournament 2-2. Silver Streaks are 4-0. We'll talk with head coach Ryan Hart and look over all the final statistics. Give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. All in the post game coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Is that Jarvis on a test drive?
Y'all have heard of carpool karaoke. Well, at Galesburg Toyota, our very own Jarvis Hargis has put his own spin on this when his car buying customers take a test drive.
Oh, say, can you see?
You've got to be kidding me.
What we have on our lot.
Guess who's back? Back again. JV's back. Your love friend.
Making car buying fun because at Galesburg Toyota, culture is everything.
Online at GalesburgToyota.com.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Dawn Tucker from WGIL, reminding you there's a great Christmas holiday light display right in your own backyard. The Gift of Lights returns to Lincoln Park on Friday and Saturday nights, the first three weekends in December. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks with a good win here tonight over Champaign Central, 52-40. Galesburg 4-0 on the season and three players on the all-tournament team. One more award to go with. How about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game? And actually, we're going with more than one tonight, T, because we're just rebellious that way.
I guess. we both had the same thoughts there as we talked off the air. We thought both of these young men deserve this for two different reasons. One on the offensive end and key plays late. Another on the defensive end early. And in terms of the defensive play early, we give it to Dre Gypsyako for his great work there, setting the tone on Ponke and the absolute stifling defense that he played on him
throughout the first half and certainly in the first quarter. And that set the stage that allowed us to get off to that good lead and really frustrate them offensively. Then we also gave it to Riley Milan for Riley hit the big three here as they were threatening our lead. And from that point on, gave us some breathing room and then came up with a big key rebound down here in the corner.
Off a missed free throw.
Off a missed free throw, which is a real key that saved a possession and allowed us to continue to control the basketball. So congratulations to both those guys for tonight's Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Drea Gypsyiaco and Riley Milan share it. 52-40 the final. Streaks are 4-0, and we'll talk with head coach Ryan Hart when we come back as the Streaks, at least our co-champions, of their own Thanksgiving tournament. Back with more post-game coverage from Field Gym on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Harvest time is here, and more farmers are taking a look at the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at YEM. With a new engine, new trim, and a whole new look, the new 2019 Silverado is lighter, has more cargo room, and a range of new features. They've even upgraded the corner step bumpers to accommodate steel-toed boots. From farm to freeway, see what makes the all-new Silverado as flexible as you need it to be at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter, and they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Shut up.
Silver Streaks win at 52-40. And they go to 4-0 in the season, co-champs of their own Thanksgiving tournament. And I'll tell you, Steve, four really different games that we saw here tonight. But how about the growth we saw from the team in these four games? Again, the Streaks are starting two highly counted on returning players in Jalen McCants and Eric Price. Then you go to Riley Milan, who has played varsity ball, but you know, he wasn't really out there in what we call crunch time, really in hardly any situation last season. And then he got two sophomores. That's the Streak starting five right now. And these guys are 4-0 over some pretty decent competition here in this tournament.
I think that says a lot of things. That says great preparation in the preseason. That says a belief by these guys that they can get the job done. And I think they're pushing one another to be better. They're continuing to be coachable and improve upon those things that get pointed out both in practice and in games to correct. I like our two returners. They have matured enormously in their play in terms of decision-making and also being under control. And the mix of these kids that are young players, especially Dre and Alex, and what they bring to the table, they really complement those other two superstars because they'll do all the grunt work and the dirty work, and all those things that they do are really a key to the success of our ball club. And I think that we have a deep bench, too. There's going to be able to mix and match and do things coming off the bench that will really allow our ball club on certain nights to be able to do some things when somebody isn't, you know, got their A game, so to speak.
52-40, the final. The players have been filtering out of the locker room, and now we see assistant coach Chad Thompson. So Coach Ryan Hart, I think, will be up here within a few moments anyway, so maybe we go ahead and run through our final stats here while we got a moment. Final numbers brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Team numbers, partner?
Streaks, 17 out of 35, 48%, shot the ball beautifully. I thought we were extremely efficient in the second half. We were 11 out of 15 for 73%, and that's a super job in terms of shot selection and also making sure we convert. We were 6 out of 16 with a three ball, but hit a couple of key three-point shots. And again, that's something that's going to evolve. We're going to continue with the shooters we have to find those people who can get the job done in the situations where we need to get the job done with a three ball. They were obviously much better in the second half and in particular the fourth quarter, where they scored almost as many field goals in the fourth quarter as they did through the first three quarters combined. They ended up 17 out of 47 for 36%, and they were 5 out of 18 beyond the arc for 27%. We again win the rebound war, which we have in all four games, 23-22, and probably a few more turnovers tonight by both ball clubs than they would like. But again, you got to credit both opponents here tonight are quality ball clubs that play good defense, that are soundly coached, and know what to do defensively. We committed 16, including 9 in the second half, and they committed 14.
They shot 3 out of 14 in the first half. They got 33 shots off in the second half, but again, they cut down those turnovers. 11 in the first half, only 3 in the second half. Amazing what you can do when you're not turning the ball over.
Absolutely. And they made some adjustments.
Yes.
You know, Coach Finke said that, you know, they're a kitchen sink kind of ball club, and you could see they were running different kinds of sets to free up some people, and credit him there for making those adjustments.
Again, I don't think it's because the streaks let up on their defense either. I think they just
adjusted. Two good programs playing here tonight.
Maroons 3-for-4 out of the free throw line. Silver Streaks 12 out of 16. We'll run through the individual scoring. Talk with head coach Ryan Hart when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Surveya Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Surveya Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Listen to this year's Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony by going to the local sports section of WGIL.com.
52-40 the final. Streaks defeat Champaign Central to go to 4-0 on the season. Head coach Ryan Hart joins us now. Coach, congratulations. That was a defensive clinic, especially in the first half. I got to think you're pretty proud of your kids here tonight.
What, they have 19 at the end of the third quarter? I think I told them at the end of the third quarter, when we were in our huddle, start the fourth, I said, they've only scored 6 points per quarter, guys. This has been a great defensive performance. Let's finish it out here. Well, looks like we gave up 21, so we ran out of gas a little bit defensively, and had to get Dre out for a minute. Give him a little bit of a breather. Damon went in there. He did a good job on number 10 as well. Got lost a couple times on a couple screens. 10 hit a couple threes. Got him back in a little bit. But all in all, I couldn't be more proud of the guys on defense.
And then as they're battling back and putting some pressure on you in the fourth quarter, it's really the first time we've seen how your kids are going to handle that kind of situation. They kept that lead at just a comfortable enough pace to knock down the shots they needed to.
Yep. I think Eric hit a big three down there on an out-of-bounds play. I think Riley hit one in transition,
yes.
And then we got the ball into Jalen two or three times, and he scored down low too. So, I mean, we executed. We got the guys the ball that needed to take the shots there at that point in the game, and they knocked them down. And a great job all the way around by those guys.
We win, you know, four straight ball games against some, like this ball club here tonight is a good ball club, and we do a great job and win, a tight ball game, but win going away there pretty comfortably. What do you take out of this? I mean, there are a lot of good things that you feel confident and comfortable with and feel good about. Some other things you got to work at. Just tell the fans a little bit what you liked and what you want to continue to work at.
Well, this game kind of typifies kind of the summer we had, because we battled all summer long, and we won a lot of games that were tough, hard-nosed games, kind of like this when we guarded the entire time. And, I mean, it was very good. Growing experience for those guys, and now here we're rolling into the regular season, and Dre's getting a lot more playing time now than he was this summer, and he's responding. But like I told the kids in the locker room, I said we can't roll with just six or seven guys rolling out there. I mean, everything in life is temporary, Rob Williams quote right there. He told me that a long time ago, and that's going to stick with me forever because it's true. And I said, but it comes down to, it starts in practice. I mean, we have to do a better job as a group and individually getting better to where the coaching staff has a little bit more confidence in more people, which we have confidence in almost every single one of our guys in certain aspects of certain games and what we need from them. And tonight, it was just one of those deals to where it was a little bit too fast for some guys, a little bit too physical for other guys, and we just had to roll with the six that we played. And then Marco, I mean, he put him at the end because we know he's going to knock down every free throw, and we felt confident in that situation. So, I mean, eventually we're going to get more guys in there, and we've got to decide in practices who's going to separate themselves from the others. So that's kind of what we're looking for going forward. Playing longer. I mean, like the fourth quarter, I said, gave up too many points a little bit in the fourth quarter, but other than that, not too many complaints at all.
I want to ask you about Dre defensively. He was our co-crunch time player of the game because of the job he did on Punke, the number 10 kid, in the first half. We had talked about it in the pregame. You said, well, we're going to face guard him a whole lot. Obviously, when I'm calling the game, I'm paying a lot more attention to what the ball is and what's happening there. He wasn't getting the ball a whole lot. What was Dre doing away from the ball that was so effective defensively?
He had zero help side responsibilities. He was staying between number 10 and the ball at all times. And when he backdoored, he was supposed to get in front of him and knock him off his line to the rim so they couldn't get a little backdoor pass, or he couldn't flash in the lane, which he did a couple times. But, I mean, for all intents and purposes, I mean, Dre did an excellent job guarding. And normally, when we talk as coaching staff or whoever, Alex is the one that comes up defensively in your mind of the two twins. And Dre just put forth a great effort in that role. And as we were watching that game this morning, we were discussing, well, is Alex going to guard him? I'm like, nope, it's going to be Dre's. I got faith in the boy. He can face guard. He's going to be able to do a good job. And he did. He came out and he did a wonderful job tonight.
And Alex, I thought, was a tremendous recognition that he makes the all-tournament team, because a lot of times those kinds of honors goes to the people who score points.
Right. You don't see that very often, but he does such a great job. And like Coach Hawkins, he says all the time, he goes, well, Alex is the glue guy. Alex is a glue guy. You got to get him back in, because he was out late. And I'm like, you're right. Let's get him back in here. And everything just kind of slowed down a little bit for them offensively. I mean, they weren't able to get that many easy shots, because that was just – Alex understands. When he was a freshman, we took him down – Coach Reynolds and I and Coach Thompson took him down to Normal West, the very first tournament we had as a freshman. And the first time he got in the game, they came and set a ball screen on him, and he goes, screen coming. He just basically put his arm on the guy setting the screen and pushed him behind him and guarded the guy. I was like, I looked at Reynolds and I said, that kid knows how to play defense. I mean, he understands exactly what's going on and what he needs to do to prevent it.
He's a throwback to the old type player, and one that you just love having on your team, and have two of them like that. It's super advantageous. Let's talk about where we're going from here. You know, you talked about we're going to the regular season. We start the conference next Friday night. We go down to Quincy. Talk to us about what we do this week and how you go ahead and handle that first road game, especially in a place like that, with it also being a conference game.
Yeah, and I went down there Thanksgiving night and scouted them, and it was rocking. They had a ton of people there. I mean, it was – the atmosphere is the atmosphere down in Quincy. Yep. And it was actually the first time I have ever watched a game from the stands down there, so it was a different experience. But they're a good ball club. I mean, they had four guys scoring double digits that night, and they were well-balanced. They got post guys. They got guys who can shoot. And their point guard, Reese kid, he controlled basically the whole game with the pace and tempo and style of play that he had. They run that 1-2-2 zone, so obviously this week a lot more zone work, which we did a better job on tonight. I mean, after the initial 2-3 that they threw out there for about 5 or 6 possessions, at halftime we made some adjustments, and it seemed to work pretty good.
4-for-4 from three-point range in the second half.
4-for-4 for us.
Take that anytime, okay, right?
Yes, yes.
Well, Coach, congratulations. Fantastic start.
Outstanding.
For you, for your kids. You were prepared. They were prepared. It showed, and a great way to start the season.
Super impressive.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And I'd like to give a shout-out to all the new inductees to the Hall of Fame tonight. Coach Cheeseman did a wonderful job with Dick Lindstrom down there in the library.
Thank you very much.
It was a great night all the way around. It's a great night to be a Silver Streak.
Indeed. 4-0 after a 52-42 win over Champaign Central. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, Coach. We need to run through the individual scoring really quickly, and then we'll close things out from Thiel Gym. Price Punke, the only player in double figures for Champaign Central, finished with 18 points.
Yeah, he's a scorer. He's a player.
Yep. And so he knocked down those 4 3-pointers consecutively that we talked about, third quarter, fourth quarter, and then he missed his last three again because the defensive pressure forced him into some rushed shots, but he still got 18 points. Judd Wagner with 8. Isaiah Roosevelt with 6. Todd Marshall, Nate Allen each had 4. Allen was the leading rebounder with 8 for the Maroons, and Isaiah Jackson had 2. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCants on the all-tournament team, 20 points to lead the way tonight with 8 rebounds. Eric Price also on the all-tournament team, 15 points. Riley Milan, our co-crunch time player of the game, sponsored by Dave's Auto Body, had 8. Dre Egyptiaco, our other Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, 6 points. Alex Egyptiaco made the all-tournament team, as we just talked about here, largely because of his defensive efforts. He did have a point tonight, and Dalen Ellington had 2. Streaks win at 52-40. And they are 4-0 on the season. And, yeah, that would be another eye-opener heading down to Quincy on Friday night. But I feel pretty good about
it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think
these guys won't be they will not be
they're not going to be shaken.
Absolutely not shaken and certainly not be intimidated.
We'll see you Friday.
Absolutely. Great job, partner.
And congratulations again on a really nice job, as Ryan said,
thank you very much.
Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And congratulations to the inductees as well. For Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer, for Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson, whom you heard earlier calling the Galesburg girls' victory over Pontiac 56-29. For my partner, the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Binowitz. Thanks for being with us for a full few days in this Thanksgiving weekend of Galesburg High School boys basketball. Have a great rest of your weekend. Good night from Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.